Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was head or tail.
Lemon face.
Tell you what it is?
No, it's like they wouldn't tell me what it is. It's just that they didn't have my scenes for some reason. I don't know if they were rewriting them. They said they had some rework with some children the week before or something, so.
It's fucking bullshit, dude. You're going to get fucking, you're going to get fucked.
It's got to happen sometime.
Oh.
Well.
Right?
With that.
Can't argue with that.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There Podcast, episode 314. This is Jorge.
Buenos ding dong diddly dias. Yo soy Matty Ding Dong.
Buenos tardes. This is Ree.
It goes with your trip to Texas that's coming up.
This is Ree.
Oh, God.
That's good. That's good.
That's twice in a row. Well, it takes a lot.
It's our cutie pie episode.
Cutie pie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Me?
3.14, homie.
Oh, snap. Actual pie. Gotcha. Cutie pie. I like that. I would have made a fucking pie if I would have known. I forgot. Mm.
Well, you're dumb.
Well, I mean, 313 hasn't posted, so this could be 313. Who knows?
Who knows there?
Yeah. Oh, I see what you did
Who
there.
Blows there?
Did you get that from NoCal Mike?
Did I?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably not.
He's just got
all those bad puns.
He's not that clever.
A lot of those.
they're not even puns. They're like something else.
See, Mike subscribes to like my school of thought when it comes to Tinder. You just cast a really fucking wide net and eventually you're bound to hit with something.
In all seriousness, he has a real congenial, like welcoming tone. So it's nice. But then it's like, we're talking about closing. He brought up closing time.
Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer.
I don't know. I always changed it immediately.
Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't suck. Stay right here.
That's what he said. Are you going to do it?
I know who I want to take me home.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, he's like, you don't have to go home, but you can't Discord here. Like, that's not a pun. That's just, you put Discord instead of stay.
He got you.
He got you all spun up.
Yeah, he's just subverting your expectations.
I'm over on the other end of my phone like, what?
He got you good.
He sure did, dude.
Got you good, you fucker.
That was like 72 hours ago, and I'm still like, what?
He's all upset about it.
I'm trying to figure out what this means.
Yeah, sometimes Jesus it doesn't Christ. Mean anything, right?
So, how you been?
Yeah.
Yeah?
About a week.
Yeah.
It's been a week.
It has been a week.
Yep. How about you?
Good.
Yeah.
Mostly good. You, Red, how are you?
I'm doing all right. But I mean, Matt, how you been, man?
I've been fine. Yeah? Doing good. Hanging out. Going to Texas tomorrow.
Ugh.
It's supposed to be 92 degrees with a 40% chance of rain. I'm really fucking looking forward to that.
40 degrees?
No. 92 degrees.
Ooh, it's going to be humid.
With a 40% chance of rain.
Did you say humid? It's going to be humid.
Humid Arizona, yeah. No, but it's in Texas.
Dude. Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Fast 9 this weekend.
I'm also.
We're going to go.
Have fun with that.
I think it'll be fine.
It will be fun. It will be fun, and it will be sociology. We will get to see people having
sociopathy.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, we'll get to see people having sincere joy at the things that.
Well, and we will be too
at seeing them.
I don't know.
And why are you seeing this with George and not Sophia?
Sophia has drawn a line in the sand,
which is strange.
It's actually not, and I knew it.
I mean, it really is with all the dumb shit you've made her.
Yeah,
watch.
But this is different.
But this is like populist nonsense, and that's the different kind of thing.
She just can't do it. She literally said, "I don't want to be around a bunch of people who are enjoying that."
That makes sense.
And that's why I want to go opening weekend.
Sophia and I see eye to eye on that.
Right. So she, it wasn't just the movie's going to be dumb.
She just doesn't want to be around the people who enjoy it.
And then I'm like, well, we'll go see it in La Jolla. And she's all, oh, so we can go see it with fucking rich kids and they show up in their fucking parents' car. I'm like, yeah, let's see it there. Like, imagine seeing Fast 9 in La Jolla.
I mean, if they're rich kids in La Jolla, they've got their own cars.
The other way we can
go. I mean, it seems like the only way to go is to see it at the drive-in.
The only way, no. It's not. We need the sound. Bro, we need the immersion.
Everybody gets their fucking cars there, and they just start revving the cars too.
They're not like, even how's watching that
for
it.
Immersion.
They're not even watching it.
They don't need to watch it. They're exactly. Living it. They showed up with their family.
I think we should go to AMC Palm.
Oof. Wow.
So you can see a knife fight afterwards.
So for some perspective,
wait, is that theater still open?
It's still open.
Wow.
And so for the listeners' perspective, most of you are not from here. It's about 10 minutes from the border, and it would be a great theater to see this.
I don't know about
oh,
that.
Oh, man. Speaking of that.
I did see Wolf Creek down there, though. Wolf Creek 2.
I saw so many movies there.
Did y'all see these dumb motherfuckers in Coronado High School?
No.
So there's
playing this, croquet or what?
No, dude. So they were playing this school that's from a predominantly like Latino city.
Oh, okay. They were playing a school. Okay. I was like, Coronado is predominantly Latino city?
No. Yes. And these dumb motherfuckers decided to throw tortillas at the other team.
They got their asses whooped?
No.
They lost the game.
And they got their asses whooped?
Well,
criminal charges, probably.
I don't know. At least there's people been fired so far.
Hmm. Hell yeah.
And it's like, how did you think this was going to go?
I mean, like, why are they firing people and not, like, beating students?
I understand.
You understand the race?
Psychological warfare. I understand what they were going for. They're from Coronado. You know, it's not like they...
Where it's like I throw tortillas at Mexicans on a regular basis.
They don't have like a perspective of being next to the border around Latinos. Oh, wait a minute. They're literally 5 minutes.
Yeah, but Coronado is literally an island.
But dude.
I mean, it's not literally an island because it's technically a peninsula, but like they like to call themselves an island.
Having been a few places... Like this, like people do not throw tortillas at people in like Utah. What are you thinking? Coronado is part of San Diego. Like, you're like, fuck it, just throw tortillas. Like, you do have some perspective here that you're right next to the fucking, you're in California, in San Diego, Coronado. Like, all the names are Spanish.
They don't know that. Don't tell them that.
Well, it's funny too. It's like the most like rote. Unclever joke they could have done.
And also tortillas are fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm. On top of that.
No way, these are white people throwing tortillas. So they're definitely the mission.
Yeah, made they're with definitely no mission lard, tortillas. Yeah.
The ones that are fucking like stale frisbees because they put them in the refrigerator because they're fucking white people.
They threw tortillas.
Like packs of them. It's hilarious.
Also, oh, see, packs, that's less funny. Like, if they were flinging individual corn really tortillas, like, awesome.
I mean,
like
seriously,
frisbees, that's at least somewhat entertaining.
People are starving and they're buying tortillas to throw at people.
Well, to be fair,
they're throwing mission tortillas.
Not only that, but they purchase them with the intention of like distributing them at the game so that the most amount of people would have them.
My God.
It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. The videos you see from the kids from the other school are just kind of like, in actual shock.
What would be the equivalent of that? Like, so if the mostly Latino team wanted to throw something at the white Coronado team. Something
offensive?
Yeah, like, what would it be? I mean,
there is nothing.
Like,
marshmallows?
Hot dog buns? Maybe fucking pot pies. Like, maybe like a chicken pot pie.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah,
or maybe that's not even a white invention, though.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
No.
What is it? Who is it? Isn't it like the Puritans?
It's got to be like a French thing.
Nah.
Is it? I don't know. I thought it was a Southern
thing. Oh, it's probably British.
No, that's shepherd's pie.
No, but they got like pies full of meat in Britain, no?
Yeah.
They're called meat pies.
And British people are?
Like blood sausage?
White as fuck.
Blood sausage, I mean, not at all white of people? Would that be equivalent?
Well, not there's any black people are all white.
Black people exist in Britain, right?
You shut up. Okay. Listen here, man. Listen, Dallas. Dallas Smith.
Yeah, I don't know if you got it. I don't know if you got any. If you getting a way to worm your way out of that one. Oh, that was good. I mean, show's over.
Whew.
Fuck, man.
Too bad all that's getting cut.
Sweaty. I don't know.
It's hot as fuck in here.
It wasn't.
Oh, my God. I can't even take it. Got nothing on under this.
I got a piece of news I wanted to bring up to you fellers.
Let's hear it.
So, Robert
England?
No, Eggers.
Eggers.
The guy, the fellow who did, help me out here. The Witch.
The Lighthouse.
Those two, thanks. He's got
one. Ari Aster movie, so I don't care.
Exactly.
Well, he cares about The Lighthouse. What are you talking about?
I care quite a bit. I just wanted you to, I wanted to know if you knew.
I just can't remember the name of the movies.
I couldn't.
I want to know if you knew.
Momentarily.
Oh, I knew. I know.
No, you don't. I know. Okay. Well, he's got a movie coming out called, well, not coming out, but coming up. He's working on it called The Northmen. And it's supposedly a Viking revenge drama. And I'm like, yeah, sign me up. And it's got a bunch of people in it, and including Nicole Kidman and some other people. But what really has me going is that it has Bjork playing a witch in it.
Yep.
And okay. Doesn't that sound exciting to you, Matt?
She doesn't even need to be playing a witch. No. She basically is a witch.
A Robert Eggers movie about, it's a Viking revenge drama. That's exciting. His next movie is exciting.
Yeah, that's
and Bjork cool. in it is exciting.
The
and
Bjork
her playing
thing
a witch.
Is like, okay.
Dude.
I mean, like, can Bjork act? Like,
as a weirdo shaman witch? Yes.
See, there's a difference
She's already
between
doing
being
it.
A weirdo and acting like a
Did
weirdo.
Did you see Dancer in the Dark?
No.
It was very good.
Wait, you talking about the one with Courtney Cox and Bruce Springsteen?
No. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. That's, wait.
A suck a dick.
Is that give us any chance, we'll take it.
Not
give
that
us
one.
Any rule, we'll break it.
Oh, isn't there another like medieval movie coming out? The Yellow Knight or something like that?
The Green Knight.
The Green Knight.
The Green Knight.
Oh, that's the new A24 one.
Yeah.
That's going to be good. That's the director of A Ghost Story. That's looking very, very good as well.
Yeah. And then they're also, Wolf Creek 3 is being made now.
I
for
never
real this time.
Saw part one. What is it, a slasher?
Really? No.
Is it,
I mean,
other
is
wolves?
It, is it a slasher?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
It sure sounds like a slasher.
It's like the Australian Outback. I mean, I don't think it can be a slasher because there's only really three people that die in it, I think.
It's not the amount of people that die.
It's the quality of it.
It's the quality.
It's
the way that they
die. It's basically
an
Australian.
It's if they die taking a shit in a porta potty, then they look like Prince. Then it's a slasher.
What? Did Prince die in a porta potty?
Yeah, in Friday the 13th Part 5.
Oh, you're gonna get it, bitch. Yeah, no, dude. It's like this Australian pig hunter, like boar hunter, and he just hates tourists. So he fucking hates tourists like their game.
Slasher.
Or he hunts them like their game.
Slasher.
But he shoots them mostly.
Good.
But he also torches them.
He slashes
them. He makes jokes in their
he
face.
Slashes them with a bullet, dude.
It's tight, though. And it spawned.
Yeah, bullets are just knives.
Fast knives.
Fast knives projected at high speed.
What about mind bullets?
A gun is a knife throwing machine, but the knives explode too. It's Ooh. Dope. You just fill
like
the knife with gunpowder.
A gun that shoots knives? That's pretty tight. Did you guys ever wish you had knife shoes when you were a kid?
Yeah. From Who? Russia with Love put that. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
James Bond.
Every, like, shoe just knives. Like have a little button and you just like click your heel or like tap your heel and a fucking blade shoots out the front. That's hella tight.
It doesn't seem like it would be used for much except stabbing people with
or like, you know, kicking soccer balls. You know, like the soccer ball comes in front of your path and they're like, hey, a little help. And you're like, oh, sure. And you just fucking boot it with your knife shoe.
It turns out there's only one reason to have a knife shoe.
It's for kicking soccer balls.
It's for stabbing people with your
shoe. The idea that you'd have to wear your knife shoes all the time just to get the opportunity to kick a soccer ball.
Bro, you weren't a Boy Scout? Always be prepared.
That's a good question. How long do you think you could walk around with knife shoes without using them? I mean, like, if you were wearing them for years, you're going
to
use them.
I would find an excuse to use
them. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm glad I don't have knife shoes.
I mean, like, you never know. It's like somebody needs to open a box and they have no nails, but, like, you don't have your keys.
What
it's
do
like
you do? Give them your shoe?
No, you just click your fucking heel and you just
slash the box?
Yeah, with your fucking foot.
I don't feel I'm that precise with my foot.
Well, you'd learn. You weren't precise with a razor the first time you used it either, but I'm sure you learned how to use one of those. Knife shoes, bro. Just saying.
It's like he thinks he got me somehow.
I mean, I did. I logicked you. That's what had happened.
Is that what that is?
No. Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
It's not.
Yeah. Not it.
That's it.
That shit ain't it, fam.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, it is. It is. He logicked you.
Oh, he did. Okay.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Face.
Anywho. Did you watch anything?
No.
I figure you didn't.
Did not.
Didn't have much of a watching movies week.
Riggedy Rhett?
I only watched a couple things, and I went and saw Moonlight.
I'm really disturbed by the way.
Because they were showing it in the theater.
Weird.
I think it's for Pride Month.
Okay.
And Sophia had not seen it. And
that's a fantastic movie.
It really, dude, is I saw it in the theater when it came out initially. And the first 30, 40 minutes of that, especially, I'm like, this is one of the best fucking movies of the last decade. And but the thing was, yeah, I cried like three times because I am evolved. I'm an evolved human being. No, but I did. I did. And she had to keep handing me tissue. So something's going on with me. And then after that,
I'm surprised you just didn't lick the tears off of your face.
We needed to watch
nice and salty.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, because what better way to follow up?
Well, Moonlight? If you didn't do it on drugs, then what's the fucking point?
Fear and Loathing?
Yeah.
Because it's fantastic.
Yeah, but if you didn't do it on drugs, then what's the point?
Well, watch Fear and Loathing on drugs?
Yeah.
Because it's great.
It's a good movie regardless.
Yeah, but it's even better on drugs.
Is it watched though? It on drugs.
Yes.
A movie about drugs is better when you're on drugs?
Not necessarily.
I don't. What?
Take mushrooms and watch Fear and Loathing. It's so much fun. You're along for the ride.
Take mushrooms and do
Fear and Loathing. I bought the ticket. I'm going to take the ride. I fucking take the ride.
Huh. Yeah, the good old days when Johnny Depp was Johnny Depp. Before that whole Pirates.
Before he was
before Johnny Pirates.
Depp.
Yeah. All of that stuff.
I mean, like, the first Pirates was good. And I think the second one was good. Okay,
I don't give a fuck. I don't. But I never
did,
liked him.
Then
I
didn't like the Charlie idea. And the Chocolate Factory, and then he did fucking I don't know. All
look,
those
man,
other weird,
I it's
somebody needs to you know all those things you say about Zack Snyder. Double for
Johnny
Tim,
Depp,
Tim Burton, Tim Burton and Johnny Depp together. Stop it. You know, we give Rob Zombie all the shit about putting his wife in movies and Tim Burton. But at least Helena Bonham Carter can act.
They both had nothing to prove after a certain point. So, I mean, I have to still give Tim Burton still did do a lot of fucking great movies.
Yeah, but so did Kevin Smith. And like,
no,
we stopped cutting him slack a while ago.
No, Mr. Griffin.
Bro,
I'm not even going to compare Tim Burton in his prime.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Look, and I know, Tim Burton sucked. Yeah, I get it. That's the thing. He sucked for a while now. I get it. But Pee-wee's Big Adventure does not suck. Batman and Batman Returns
first,
do not
first couple
suck.
Batman
Beetlejuice
suck.
Does not fucking suck.
No.
Ed Wood does not fucking suck.
But like his last
Frankenweenie doesn't even suck. Nightmare Before Christmas, and I'm well aware he didn't direct it. It was Henry Selick, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't suck.
Yeah, but Selick never gets any of the credit.
I don't even think Sweeney Todd sucked.
And I thought Sweeney Todd sucked. That's not a good movie. I don't like it.
Sleepy Hollow doesn't suck.
Sleepy Hollow does not suck.
Was that Tim Burton too?
Yeah.
Why is Johnny Depp in all these fucking movies?
That's him. Well, that's one of those things. Directors sometimes they like this. They have this idealized
Scorsese and fucking
DiCaprio,
or
Neil Marshall,
right? Neil, and he did fucking Fisher King, and he did Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
And a fucking retard.
And he did. You said it.
I'm leaving it in. Fuck it.
Yeah, it's okay, man. You did one retard.
What are we going to do? Get canceled?
Yeah. You did one retard. Not good. Time Bandits.
Oh, man.
What else?
Say that.
12 Monkeys, as I called it last week, 13 Monkeys.
Yeah, no, that's the sequel.
Yes.
It's like that movie 12 Cameras, and then they did literally 13 cameras.
And he did The Adventures of Baron Munchausen, which I started and need to finish, and it was extremely odd. I had seen it as a child and loved it. Did you ever see that shit?
No.
Dude,
as a child, I just saw The Adventures of Munchausen by proxy.
Mm. Wow. You saw that special about that girl who was getting poisoned by her mom?
Wait, are we talking about the one with Tracy Gold and fucking bulimia or anorexia?
Yeah, now I am. Yeah. That shit was dope.
Dude, they showed me that in like fucking, what was it, like seventh grade?
Why did they show us that?
I don't know. That was weird.
What's wrong with them?
Maybe because that was how they were broaching fucking eating disorders.
Did you see it, Jorge?
What
or did they only show it to white kids?
It was some movie or some like after school special shit with Tracy Gold, and it was based on her real life where like she was anorexic and she would hide food in the walls of like her bedroom and
she was
shit.
Bulimic
like,
in the jars.
Was it bulimic?
And she'd go out to the fucking desert and like fucking eat food by herself. Dude. And then throw it all up and keep it in jars. She kept it in jars so they could show you that like if you're throwing up all the time, you don't want people to know. So you can't be going back and forth to the toilet and using and flushing. So she had jar like her closet full of jars of shit.
Dude, I had a coworker that did this shit all the time. And like we would always call them out on it. And like they would always make up the weirdest excuses like, oh, that's oatmeal. And it's like, no, that's definitely vomit. You didn't have that you know, 10 minutes ago imagine? When you went to the bathroom.
No, in all seriousness, though, like, it's pretty horrific stuff.
Yeah, it's wild.
I'm sorry you didn't see that. Maybe you'd be a little more sensitive about these things if you'd seen that.
Yeah, maybe you would have gotten eating disorder like the rest of us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sure. I do. It's just the opposite. Or body image issues, like me and Matt.
Yeah. That's why we have to fucking just feed our muscles all day. Yeah. Just fucking.
And then and eat like gluttons.
Yeah, I need to be.
Except you don't.
Yeah.
Red's kinda, like, I've been kind
of. My 1 ounce of almonds.
Yeah, right.
And dude. My 3 ounces of broccoli.
It's clear I'm not eating 1 ounce of almonds.
My ground. Oh, I don't eat ground turkey anymore, but I'll still have the 2 scoops of brown rice. Thank you very much.
Nah. Once I quit meat, the carbs went up
good
substantially.
Good old cream of rice porridge.
So we're curbing that again now.
Mm, okay.
Who cares about that?
Yeah, anything else?
Your diet
side. I think that's it, man. Oh, I tried watching Invincible, the cartoon
based on the comic. I've heard like good things about it.
Dude. I had read the comic when it came out in 2003. Great comic. I love the tone, the humor, the violence. I only watched 20 minutes of the show. And it's got like an 8.8 on IMDb and fucking Jessup. Hello, Jessup. I talked to him briefly. He's like, I usually don't like superhero shit, but this show rules. I'm like, yeah, the comics ruled for almost 20 years, so maybe you would like superhero shit. It's been 2 decades of ruling. Anyway, so I watch it. What? I turned it off after 20 minutes, dude. So
yeah, Red, I feel like I've heard you say this numerous times. People are fucking stupid.
Jessup is not stupid.
He can be. Just like George can be. Just like you can be. I've never seen George be stupid. Everybody can be fucking stupid.
Indignant.
I'd see George be closed-minded.
That's true.
But not stupid.
But like purposely closed-minded.
I'm stupid.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. We'll end there.
Yeah, that's where
we're stupid as fuck, man.
You know what, dude? You're dumb.
So yeah, I'd need to give it more of a shot. But so far, I was like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? Anyway, I don't know.
All right.
I would say don't watch it, but don't watch the first 20 minutes. Maybe start after then.
Second episode.
I don't know.
Is it an episodic thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what season of Fear the Walking Dead are you on?
Actually, speaking of which, not Fear the Walking Dead, but there was a show a couple years back on Netflix that was released called Black Summer.
Didn't we do an episode on that? We did.
We did an episode on all three episodes. Yeah. We watched all three episodes because it was only like 3 hours.
Yeah. We did an episode on that.
Black Summer?
Yeah. I pushed for it.
There was only 3 episodes?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
It's 3 or 4.
It might have been like 6 half-hour episodes or something, but it was only like 3 hours.
Oh, well, anywho, the second season was released.
Oh, there's a second season.
It's pretty good. Oh. They do the same thing where they kind of like show you a little bit of story and then they, you know, kind of like loop back on the narrative. Okay. Like a little recursive story thing. It's a little bit hokey.
Okay.
There's this like firefight between two groups of humans that it like revolves around.
Which firefight actually involves fire?
It literally does.
Oh, it does?
Fire coming out of guns.
No.
Well, no. Like, you know what? Let me read.
I want them to throw fire.
There is a Molotov cocktail.
Okay. That would constitute as a firefight.
So far, pretty good. I'm definitely going to finish it, obviously.
Pretty good. And how long is it?
Probably roughly 3 hours, I would guess.
About the same deal? I don't know, dude. I'm like, we're on like episode 4, and it still doesn't seem like we're anywhere near like the conclusion. So I don't remember watching this the first time.
I think we did it with something else. We did like
did just Black Summer. Did we? And Stephen King was hyping it up.
It would have been around like,
and we liked how it started
early when Rhett came in, so like the early 200s.
Yeah, we liked how it started, and then I liked how it started, and then it kind of like the joke got stale.
A little
not
cute.
The joke. Yeah, after about an hour and a half, because it started just like breakneck fucking speed and just brutal. Yeah. Just killing people off indiscriminately. And it just
slowed down and did nothing, right?
Well, it just got repetitive. Like, again, the zombie thing, it's pretty fucking repetitive.
Yeah.
That's my thing against it in general. But
it was eight episodes.
A first half season? Hour or something. Half
first
hour
season
each.
Was 8 episodes. Second season is eight episodes. Okay. 8 episodes.
How long are these episodes?
I think they were 50 minutes. Because the new ones are 50 minutes.
Nah. It seems pretty long.
I don't know. We did do it though.
Anywho, I'm enjoying it so far as like part of like zombie month.
That's right. That worked out.
It's not bad. Okay. We'll see how it wraps up.
We get a lot of like non-horror emails in our email, and I've been seeing that the new season of Money Heist is coming.
Oh, that's the one with the so Wesley Snipes.
That's one in the tower. Yeah.
And
that's the one with Edge in the plane, Money Plane.
Oh, Money Plane?
Yeah.
No, you're talking about Soul Plane with Snoop Dogg.
Right. That's the one. But yeah, what was I saying? I already forgot.
Money Heist.
Money Heist. I can't wait. It's going to be so good.
That ended on a bit of a cliffhanger, right?
Do they always fucking do? I don't want to say what happens, but yeah, like every... I thought that season, that half season, whatever, was going to be like the end. I thought that was the final season. And then it's like, oh, okay, it's not.
But it is.
I guess we're going to keep going.
And just fucking, it's going to keep sucking it and sucking it.
It doesn't suck it, though. Like...
No, he means in a good way.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't think he saw.
I didn't mean that. I didn't know what I meant.
It's good. It's good. I like it. I like it a lot.
I didn't know what I meant.
Yeah.
Cool. Any other news we should get to, fellas?
Is there anything else?
I haven't looked up anything. I don't know. I have not cared at all.
Yeah. There's some stuff coming out. I'm excited about this movie, Gaia.
Yeah, we got a...
This is eco-horror thing going on.
We got new horror month coming up next month.
Yeah.
What do we got? I don't remember. We got Quiet Place 2.
Quiet Place 2.
We're doing that movie that you kept, Censor. Was that it?
Censor, I'm really interested in.
You're doing Censor.
Oh, I watched Quiet Place 2 this last week. Yeah.
Okay. We'll save that for next week.
You're going to be quiet about it.
Oh, absolutely.
We're doing Censor. Oh, we got Escape Room 2 next month.
Dude,
oh.
I saw the trailer for that. Woo! Holy...
I haven't seen anything.
Get it, room two.
Get it.
So Ronnie and I,
Tournament of Champions.
Ronnie and I went to go watch A Quiet Place 2, which was a sequel, and literally every trailer was a goddamn sequel.
Yeah.
Crazy shit.
What's the other movie we're doing next month?
The Purge.
Oh, yeah, The Forever Purge.
In time for Matt's Dallas.
Holy shit. So that reminded me. So we were sitting, we watched this film in El Cajon because it was an early showing. We were sitting behind this elderly
meth couple.
Elderly Caucasian couple.
Yeah, a swastika tattooed on the back of his
head. So, you know, you have you seen the trailer for
no.
The new Purge movie?
No.
So there's this bit where the white folks are going to try to, like, they try to get into Mexico. And then there's this one little scene where one of the Mexican guys like, "Welcome to Mexico, gringos." And the people in front of me were like, "Stupid."
They should have thrown some tortillas at the screen.
Fuck, dude. That's fucking ridiculous. Oh, I was dying, man, because I wanted to say something, but I also, like, my wife was with me, so I didn't want to make a total spectacle of myself. If I was by myself, I would have said something.
But I would have loved if those characters would have tried to get into Mexico, but then the Mexicans would have been laughing on the other side and been like, "They built this fucking wall."
I would have loved if it was like Americans coming into Mexico I would love if it was Mexicans coming to America and they're like, "Welcome to America." And then like they like
and then
shoot
Will Smith punches him in the face.
Yeah, yeah. Some shit like that. And then that couple was like, "That looks good."
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's right. That looks good. Damn right. But yeah. Was your theater packed?
It was kind of.
It's getting there, huh?
It was still 50%, but it was like...
And that's about a month later.
We're all getting ready to surf that Delta wave.
Oh, man.
Dude, that shit's coming. Just wait. We're going to lock down again in like a month. Just watch.
Nah.
Bro, if you look at the stats, like, we're at the same place all these other countries were at 2 months ago.
Again?
We're like 2 months behind schedule for this Delta variant.
I don't want to play.
Just wait. I'm telling you, by the end of summer, we'll be on lockdown again.
Well, it's a good thing you're going to Texas.
All these fucking concerts that I got tickets for are going to get canceled again.
I got tickets for fucking Black Midi, The Armed. Who else did I get?
Julian Baker. Limp Bizkit.
Nope.
No. Yeah, I was optimistic, and I got tickets for City in Color, so we'll see if that happens.
We'll see Counting Crows.
Not really. I don't think so.
I think so.
We'll see.
I think we're going to make it.
That's September, so
yeah, I'm no, hoping. that's the long December.
I have faith in the invisible oligarchy and that this is not,
I mean,
this is no longer politically expedient to lock shit down.
Well, I mean,
and I'm glad.
Yeah, you gotta have faith.
I'm glad this thing happened and it got that fucker out.
You gotta have
faith. I don't even care if it was planned. I'm like, yeah, good job.
Well, I guess it will be nice.
Yeah.
If I could touch your body, I know not everybody has got a body like you. Well, I gotta think twice.
Fred Durst version. You did the Durst ass.
He's doing the Wham. Fred Durst's like, not everybody's got a body like me.
I think it's not Wham, actually. That was George Michael when he
was
solo.
Oh, you're right. Wham only had like two songs. Yeah, Wham had Careless Whisper and fucking...
That's pretty crazy, though.
Before You Go-Go.
Because when you hear Careless Whisper, I don't think of it as a Wham song, but it was.
Yeah, hell was.
Like, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go and Careless Whisper are slightly different types of songs.
Just a bit.
Holy shit.
All right, we'll be right back to talk about some movies.
Is that a movie?
We'll be right back.
Scroll up. Back to Suck Dick. I wanted you to come with us to see Fast 9, and you're not.
Is it 9?
Yes.
Jesus.
I'm gonna be out of the States.
So. Why don't we watch it at the same time? Like, we'll pick the same time.
Synchronize it.
We'll synchronize it.
The only time that would work is
what?
Sunday night. Like, late Sunday night.
Okay.
Is that how movie production works, dude?
I like that it's the ninth film, and they're just now saying, oh, he has a brother.
Yeah, right.
It's like, wow, okay. That's cool. That means it's just anything
goes. It's because it's John Cena.
Yeah.
You didn't
see
him.
He was always there. You just couldn't see him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Matthew, guess what?
It's cookie time.
It's cookie time, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
These cookies look too good to eat.
Tell these dumb, idiot motherfuckers about Patreon.
I sure can. And
really?
Normally, I come in here and I'll just tell you a whole bunch of shit, like some weird, clever spiel about why you should do Patreon, but I'm going to tell you what Patreon really gives you, and that's a place to call home. We could all use that sometimes, and that's what Patreon is. We've got a little community that we've built from nothing, and it's there, and we've got some total fucking idiots there, but we've got some really, really cool people, and everybody's really
sometimes
supportive.
The total idiots are really cool people.
Yeah, and sometimes we're the total idiots, but we're also really cool, and you know, like, it's a little built-in support system, and not saying that you can't come and talk to us when you want to on other platforms without paying, but, you know, when you pay us, it helps us do our thing, so, like... Help us out.
He's really spinning out of control here.
This is happening. It feels weird to tell you like, hey, it's a sense of community. Give us your fucking money to be let into the community.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
Like that. Go. This is America.
Give us your money.
Yeah. You want to be included, it's going to cost
you.
Well,
no, I don't think that's the exact point.
Is awakening to socioeconomic justice. He's like, wait a minute. This is kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing new.
Look, but it's the way it is, okay? If you want to be in...
That's just the way it is.
It's exclusive, all right? The most exclusive club you can be in is one person. So that's why I have my club and no one can get in except me.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. He's an army of one.
You'll have seen these by now on Instagram, but I'd like to do a little quick shout out to one of my cousins who is another talented moron in my family.
Can you not call her a moron?
I definitely can.
Can you not assume their gender?
He said earlier.
He said my cousin.
Earlier.
Yeah, but they don't know that.
That's true.
My cousin Vanessa, who has been a baker / chef for the better part of a decade, is embarking on like this cookie stupidity. And I honestly, like, I'm
baffled. Yeah.
By the quality going on here.
I do not want to
eat. I don't even know how she fucking drew that.
It's the dumbest
drew it on a cookie.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. So her company on Instagram is Kickin' Cupcakes. And also Kickin' Cookies, I think, is the actual like cookie company.
These cookies are so well executed that it would imply that she has an engineering degree
alongside
cooking and baking. Yeah.
Like, I thought some of these might actually be, like, you know, just cookie cutters that they used. But, like, there's an axe cat here. There's not a fucking axe cat cookie cutter.
Yeah.
Like, this is... That's a hand-cut custom cookie shit right there.
Yeah, I don't know how she does it.
Maybe she's like a Freemason.
These cookies are fucking... These are couture cookies.
But much like Blind Tiger Ramen, she does sort of like holiday and monthly based boxes. So coming up, she's got a 4th of July box that's going to be released. You probably won't be able to get in on that one. But the next one, who knows? You might get lucky. And I think she might do some sort of discount code if you're lucky. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Thanks, Vanessa.
These are great cookies.
Thanks, yeah. Vanessa.
They taste good, too. Lots of art on them. Tastes delicious art.
Lots of Bart?
Like lots art. Of bark?
I mean, maybe. With the fucking texture that's on those tombstones. Yeah,
that's pretty ridiculous.
Bro, if she did a tree, it would look like there was motherfucking bark on it. I'll tell you what.
There's a lot of texture, but I'm pretty sure there's no fucking
bark. I don't know that I've ever seen a cookie with fucking texture.
It's crazy. Like, well, dude, when I hey, little homie, pull up. When I pulled up to pick up the box, I saw the tombstone that had fucking texture on it. And I go, bro, how did you do this? And she's like, it's very simple. I used parchment paper and I crushed it up and then I pushed it. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Nobody really.
Shut up, bitch.
Like, shut up, bitch. Nobody really cares how you did it. I'm just amazed that you done it.
Yeah, it's a rhetorical question.
Anywho.
Don't be fucking arrogant.
Alrighty, well, the Who Goes There podcast watched a pair of movies for today's show. What year is this motherfucker? 2007's Spanish movie Wreck.
Can you not call it Wreck? It's an abbreviation. It actually is Record.
It's REC.
Yeah, whatever.
For Record.
Yeah, with a little red light. You and have along, to say the red light, too.
Along with the tasty, tasty remake from 2008 called Quarantine.
That tastes shit.
The 2007 movie, a Spanish movie.
Story!
Directed by Jaume Belagüero, written by Jaume Belagüero and also Luiso Verdejo.
It's almost like you're Latino.
Starring Manuela Velasco.
If you need help, just let me know.
Ferran Terraza, Jorge Yamam Serrano.
Your mom Serrano. That means your mom's hot.
Pablo Rosso. And a bunch of other fuckers. The 2008 U.S. remake, directed by John Eric Dowdle.
You'll never work in this town again.
Has that guy done anything?
I'll be right back to that.
We'll get to that.
Starring Jennifer Carpenter, Steve Harris, Columbus Short, Jay Hernandez, Jonathan Schaik, Andrew Fischella, Rod Schiff.
Rod what?
It's S-E-R-B-E-D-Z-I-J-A.
Jesus. It's easy.
It's easy. It's easy.
Oh, Miscusi.
Miscusi. You were asking what else did John Eric Dowdle do?
Dowdle do.
He also did Diddly Squat. As Above, So Below in 2014. Huh. So his quality improved. No.
That's debatable.
Well, we'll get to it.
His quality stayed the same.
We'll get to it.
This is what kind of people you are. You put the same guy who did Quarantine, you threw his movie on Best of the 2010s candidates.
That is true.
This is who I'm talking to.
Yeah, right, that's him. That's not me.
So,
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to go first.
Yeah, we already know how you feel about Quarantine. You've already been sucking its D.
I'm gonna tell you, I don't really like either of these films anymore. So rewatching,
damn, that's hot.
Record. I found myself just mostly annoyed.
You're bored. Oh, okay.
And I don't remember. To be honest, I don't remember the last time I watched this film. Mm-hmm. I don't remember being annoyed, and I was. Fucking annoyed. There's far too much screaming, which is fucking ear-splitting. There's far too much illogical, even in an emotional fucking like fight-or-flight
elevated response. Stake situation.
It's too much. We're going to run up the stairs. We're going to run down the stairs. We're going to run up the stairs. We're going to run down the stairs. Then we're going to be really close to these people that were infected, that were previously biting people. I don't fucking understand. The same goes for the U.S. version only somehow it's fucking worse. And I don't understand. I don't.
Oh, well, I can explain.
Jennifer Carpenter? Is that her fucking name? Sucks. She fucking sucks in this movie.
She's got a really good laugh, though.
Dude.
When they make dick jokes and she does that, it's delightful.
The fucking end. The dick jokes. Where I'm just like, shut the fuck up. And you might survive this. Like, shut up. Shut the fuck up. I don't. Just shut your stupid, dumb mouth and you might survive this.
The smile on Red's face is everything.
This dumb idiot is while holding her hands over her mouth, is still going as if, as a human, you can't control that type of fucking, like, outward...
If you're trying to survive.
Outward vocalizations.
Like, I need to be quiet and, like, sneak around. Let me go.
Fuck. Matthew?
I'm going to largely agree with you, but largely disagree.
Keep in mind there's two movies here.
So... I do still like Record. I agree with everything you said about it. I was annoyed and I was bored at times. I think they did a lot with a little. Like being in that one spot, the low budget, like most of that stuff, even if there are cuts, feels like it's almost one continuous take. Like for me, one of the biggest problems with found footage films is why are they shooting and why are they continuing to shoot? This took care of that. Like she has this show. She has this show that she's doing. It may be a
Reading Rainbow?
No,
they're going to talk to the firemen.
It's like Dave Attell's Insomniac, important. But less depraved. You know, it's like, hey, this I is stuff see that LeBar happens Burton while you're sleeping.
To the fireman next time.
So she's doing this stuff. Trying to get to be a reputable journalist. So that's why she's filming in the first place. But then she continues filming to show like what's happening and document their story. So at least that works.
Well, not only that, but I like from the standpoint of she wants to record everything to have evidence of what's happening.
Right.
Like that to me, like I'm okay with that.
Whatever. So that, the found footage, that works for me there.
For the first 20 minutes.
Then
when people with guns and I are still, around, they'll say, give me the fucking camera.
I still like the majority of the first one, but then the American one is everything that's wrong with American cinema because it did the laziest fucking thing where a year after a foreign movie comes out, it's like, cool, let's do that. And not only that, let's do it shot for shot like they did with Psycho, you know, where it's basically just completely plagiarized, but bad.
In English.
Everything in this is bad. Yeah. Where you could see in the Spanish version, these people all felt like authentic people that had like genuine reactions to these things. But in the American quarantine, everything is Americanized. The camera's like zooming in like it's a fucking WWE show. And like everybody's acting is over the top and everybody's got these fucking ridiculous motivations.
And also to be fair, well... Sorry, finish.
But, I mean, and that's basically it. Like everything about the American one, like I don't even want to talk about the American one. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I watched about 26 minutes of that movie today and fast forwarded 10 minutes at a time. And I didn't miss anything. It's the same fucking movie, just not good. And that's totally it. They added dumb stuff like the dick jokes that were unnecessary and unfunny. And like, if you're going to do that, show me the fucking dick. Like if she's going to make a joke about,
show me the D
about being able to handle a fireman hose, yeah, like show me this dude's massive cock.
Like I want to get into that stuff.
Let me do my spiel.
Yeah, I don't want to get any of quarantine, but I still think Rhett, I still think Record is a competently done film that that accomplishes a lot with a little.
Oh, whoa, I appreciate that. I'd rather accomplish a little with a lot. Oh wait,
right, because it shows that you've got
at least I got a lot, bro.
Look at me.
I could be a fireman. A fire hose.
That's what I call a fire hose.
Yeah. Stupid.
Anywho, go ahead, Rhett.
Well, I'm pleased to hear what Jorge said, because I thought I was going to come in here and I was going to be like,
you're,
you know what?
You're going to eat all over one of my favorite films.
Both these movies suck. Okay. Yeah. So no, I don't want to say Rex sucks. I'll qualify it. Look, it's, you know, I don't like the found footage genre.
Right.
You guys. And I actually, the first 20 to 30 minutes, I appreciated more than most found footage horror movies I've seen. I think it does have a very good thing going for it with its minimalism. Yeah. But it gets old real fucking quick to me. And it, as again, like Jorge kind of stole, I'm kind of pissed. You stole some lines.
I'm the one that gets to rant first.
You go up the stairs, you go down the stairs, you go over here, you go in there. There's a bunch of fucking screaming, this and that, even, and yeah, it just gets really repetitive. It gets really, to me, really boring.
Yeah.
And what you guys mentioned, or what Matt mentioned, I'm actually not on the thing. Like, it's a big way to take me out of the movie. When they have the cops and firemen start looking at the camera, just like waving their hand to tell you that, hey, at least they're trying to like get rid of the camera. Look, if I'm a cop or a fireman and the camera is a literal distraction when we're trying to survive, I'm going to break your fucking camera. So the movie loses all fucking kind of immersion to me at any, it's even worse. Like, it shouldn't.
Yeah. It's
your camera's done.
And not only that, but like the cop and the fireman would cow tap.
I don't know.
Cow toe.
Camel toe.
Cattle decap.
Cattle decapitation. To this half bit fucking reporter, and okay.
Well, she's literally breathing over their shoulder.
Oh, okay, like, you said you're gonna keep recording. Okay,
that's like, and that's in the original one like that. Okay, and that's, I'm just gonna talk about the first one real quick, and then again, like, repetitive, just very repetitive, and it's only what, 80 minutes?
I think they're like roughly 90.
It does a lot with a little. I'll agree with that. But that's it. Like, I'll say, once the guy falls really suddenly, which is a really good sudden jolt from the stairs.
Agreed.
And it's like a signal, like, whoa, the rails are off in this movie. It never really reaches that level of surprise or tension again after that.
I mean, I thought the part where you know, the kid coughs blood in her mom's face. Like, I thought the timing of that was really good.
I really did not like that.
The timing, I didn't like that she went.
No, they like
the timing of that is the problem, because they're like,
the problem.
Now that they're talking about it, they're like,
oh, you mean this dog came from this house? What? Wait, the dog's name was Max? Wait, wasn't your dog's name Max? And then she fucking flips out. Like, come on. Like, I understand what they're.
The only way it would make sense is if there was something like sentient that was waiting.
Well, okay, so
which they kind of do allude to at the end, because this is different than normal zombies.
So they're not zombies,
right? So Rec 2 goes into this further. That and the thing about Rec,
it's a possession across multiple people.
Yeah,
which I like, but that's so what.
But that also makes it official that I think the only zombie movie in Zombie Month was Lucio Fulci's Zombie.
Hold up. I want to address this, because I saw the Dread Central thing.
What Dread Central? Oh, the
where they shared our post about 28 days later.
Oh, are they going to talk about how they're not zombies,
dude?
No, we talked about it briefly.
Did,
sure,
you did. And also, 28 days later is working with the zombie subgenre, just because they have rage.
Well, not only that, it basically revitalized the zombie subgenre.
So shut the fuck up with your semantics, right? Like, I'm sorry. Like, I cannot tolerate that bullshit. It's
let's be fair. That person's not going to listen to the show anyway.
No, they're not.
They're just going to comment
but
and move on.
They're speaking for a lot of people there.
Yeah.
They're speaking for a lot of people there, because
Because you guys are like, oh, that's not even zombies.
Because we don't know what we're doing.
Real zombies are from like an island, and it's not actual like zombies in movies, just so you know.
They're drugged. Not only are they zombies, they have to shamble at you really slowly.
Yeah, if they run, they're not zombies.
You just have to watch them shamble at you really slowly, like, and then you have to let them fucking get at you really slowly.
So here, let me do this.
That's a zombie.
This is a variation on the zombie subgenre. How about that?
It's a variation on it. Also, it's a fake thing. It can be whatever the fuck it wants to be.
No, dude. No. They decided what a zombie is, and they're sticking to it. Dude.
Yeah, right.
There's rules, bro. There's rules.
So the second movie, dude. What? This episode for me wins the award for the most repetitive episode I've ever done with you guys.
You know what, dude?
Because I watched the whole second movie.
I feel I'm
a little mad that you did what I wanted to do.
Dude, I think I text George about 10 or 15 minutes into the movie, and I'm like, yo, is this legit shot for shot, but just not good? And like, he didn't bother answering me, and I'm like, I'm going to take that as a yes.
You want to know why?
Because you wanted me to suffer too?
No.
Or were you in the middle of watching the movie?
I was in the middle of watching the second one, and I couldn't remember. I go, is this really a shot for shot? But it isn't.
I mean, it's close enough.
It's not shot for shot.
I will say that. What's crazy about it is that like the things that they decided to embellish is cuckoo fucking bananas. Like,
you mean they added that fucking tape recorder at the end that had just jarbled nonsense on it? So the fact that they added a fucking tape recorder that served no fucking purpose.
And not only that, I didn't even
like that in the first one though. It's like she's like all freaked out, so she's like, "Oh yeah, let me leave this freaky message on the tape recorder on while I walk around this house." It's like, dude, yes, I know. Now it feels more like a video game, but you wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be leaving that on.
I wouldn't be investigating anything.
Just get the fuck out.
Good point.
Just get. The fuck out.
I mean, there wasn't really. Oh, you mean out of that room?
Or go to a fucking hole where you can like hide as quietly as possible and wait for dawn.
Right? I would be like, hey.
You don't have any visibility, dude.
Well, let's just go into one of these apartments that, I don't know, doesn't have a lanky ass demon in it and just kind of, you know, wait for daylight.
We had three legitimate kind of cool moments in both of them.
I don't think there's any in the second one.
When the fireman with all the dick jokes came out with his leg all busted up.
That was pretty dope.
You probably fast forwarded through that part.
Probably.
I liked the initial when they walk into the room and you see this older woman who's like, you know, she's going to fucking turn. But that whole, the introduction of her. Pretty
in the American version, significantly less creepy.
It's worse because obviously you're expecting it, so you're like, okay, I know what's gonna happen. But even that is like projected from like 20 minutes beforehand. You're like, oh, okay, so.
You know what's really weird is I think that the video quality of Rec looks much better, like. As a whole, like
I won't say that.
See, I'm watching it and I'm like, wow, this looks like this looks like you could be watching like a news report. It looks really like high def, especially for being a movie from 2007, but everything's a lot darker. But in quarantine, everything was brighter and easier to see, but it just looked shittier. Like it didn't look.
It was the 2007 version or 2008 version was the US version was definitely like it's a high def camera. Like you could tell the difference.
Maybe I just liked that if the original wasn't high def, maybe I like that.
I'm gonna be a dick again. Okay. I need to go to, especially in the American version. She's like fucking doing a show about the firemen.
It's an episode about the firemen.
Dude. No. This shit does not happen.
She's talking about it
like it's some secret society and shit.
I mean, it literally does happen.
You still have those fantastic poles? Dude, it does happen?
Yeah.
Who watches it? What are you doing?
It's like people that are up in the middle of the night, like insomniacs, people that work graveyard shifts. It's like those stupid shows that shows like, oh, well, while you're asleep, there's still a whole city buzzing around you.
What?
Dave Attell did something like that. He called it Insomniac.
Who the fuck is Dave Attell?
He's a comedian. He used to go around and like he would do his comedic sets, and after like
this
11
is why.
After like 11 p.m. midnight, he would go to like different like establishments that were open, brothels or
Carson Daly.
I mean, I don't
last
think
Carson call da- with Carson Daly. No,
that
Daly?
Cuz that was a talk show
allegedly. Yeah, you look, I cuz I'm unfamiliar with that stuff, and I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I'll say
that you do know that people are still awake when you go to sleep, right?
Yeah, I know, I'm usually the guy awake when people go to sleep. And I've watched a lot of late night TV, and if they had a show like that, wow, I must
have. They did have
that.
A show like that. They had a show like that for years.
Fuck that show.
Dude, it was a
put
fun,
a movie on.
It was
what
a
is
fun
this?
Show.
People, it's not a fun show.
You haven't even seen it.
They had a show. They had a show like that during the day for children called Reading Rainbow, where they'd visit the firemen. And that, and then
you're so hung up on them visiting
the Reading
firemen.
Rainbow. I mean, it's fucking stupid.
It was. I mean, it was like Reading Rainbow, but not for firemen. I mean, not for kids.
I
you know, it's like, hey, while you're sleeping, like there's still people that are out here doing this. Garbage people are collecting your trash. Let's follow a garbage man.
That's dope.
And then, you know, like they find a body in the garbage.
There's tweakers.
Like, that'd be cool.
Tweakers eating out of
dude,
your dumpster.
Can you imagine if they followed the tweakers?
Well, probably not eating.
Dude, if she did an episode where they followed tweakers around in the middle of the night, that
now
would be
tight. We got something.
They're just like taking apart transistor radios, like just to figure out how they work.
I did see a special where they follow
hubcaps.
I saw a special where they follow raccoons, and it's talking about raccoons that have been living in urban areas now, so they're getting smarter.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
learning to open things and open
they're ballsy
doors.
As fuck too.
And they put trackers on these things. They didn't hurt them. So they showed that the movements of these raccoons across the city. And so there's several like different dens across the city, and they've got like a trade thing going on from different stuff they get from different parts of the city.
Damn.
Like they're fucking, that's a much better fucking show than this fireman bullshit.
Let me know when they start selling their bodies.
They probably want to fuck a raccoon.
I mean, I don't not want to fuck a raccoon.
Trash pandas, well, the sex is free, bro.
I mean,
what?
Not always. You got to, they barter. This is barter town.
This is barter town. Yeah. They're evolving. But yeah, I think that would be a great ongoing
just
show.
A slutty raccoon.
I've had those motherfuckers steal so much of my food when I'm camping. Like, you never see one. You're like, okay, I think we're good. And you leave one fucking food out on the table.
One sudden, food?
Dude, like, we left a, like a block
one
of.
One unit of food?
We left a fucking brick of Velveeta cheese, like, out. And then we heard this noise, and I'm like, what the fuck? It sounded like a
Why?
Fucking person.
Why did you have a block of Velveeta cheese while you were camping?
We were using it to make, like, campfire quesadillas. We just had, like, tortillas no, that we weren't throwing
quesadillas
at
with Velveeta, Matt?
Dude, talk to my wife. This is all Matt. Her fucking doing. But like,
so in the middle of the night, all I heard was...
No, dude, it sounded like a person. Like it sounded like heavy-ass footsteps crunching leaves, and I go out there with the fucking machete,
dude.
And there's, like, this fucking raccoon that just shoots me his devil eyes, and, like, I scurry him off, and fucking I look, and there's these little hand... just full of hand marks in the Velveeta
cheese.
Fucking
badass.
Dude, they've stolen packets of Oreos, a box of fucking Cheez-Its. And then I caught the motherfucker, like, he took the Cheez-Its and he ran and he turned and looked back and stuck his hand in the box and ate them while fucking looking me in the eye.
Sophia sent me a little video of a raccoon. She's like, why is he doing this? Because she was how cute it is.
Was
you know?
He just flipping his little
no,
raccoon
no,
dick?
No, they were about to feed some raccoons and one of them is like this with his hands.
Yeah.
Getting ready. And I'm like, because he's getting ready.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you're silly. I'm like, no, that's why.
Hell yeah.
Like, why do we do it?
Dude.
Why do I do it? It's the same shit.
I can
like,
only recall
shit.
Ever seeing somebody do that one time. And I worked at FYE. And it was like some Juggalo CD was coming out that day. And this dude walked up. It was a Twisted CD. This dude walked up full on Juggalo gear. He walks up to the new releases and he goes... and then he points and he picks it up. He comes over there. Dude, this guy had like one color contact and the fucking the Hatchet Man necklace and the tattoo
yeah.
and the headband. Dude, he was decked out. He was ready. Also gathering in August in Ohio.
Can you imagine the strain of COVID that comes out of that thing? That's going to be the Epsilon strain.
It's going to mix with all the like the syphilis and the chlamydia, and it's going to just like create a super disease that's going to kill us all.
What's that Michael Crichton book? It's going to be the Andromeda strain.
The Andromeda strain.
The Juggalo strain.
The Juggalo strain. That's a good idea, actually. That's not a bad little, like, you know, premise.
The there, juggalo strain?
The juggalo strain.
Yeah, you get bitten and suddenly you just have face paint on. And
face paint, whoop, whoop.
A fucking fago. Just
and then people will tell you they're not zombies.
You just get a fugu. Fish.
They'll be like, they're not zombies, they're juggalos. Like, shut the fuck
they're
up.
They're not juggalos, they're diarrhea people.
Yeah, like if it's reanimated, like dead corpses type people, zombies, okay? Like I'm good. I don't care about the means anyway.
So are these zombies? They're demons,
it's
right?
It's like, a riff on the zombie idea. Yeah, you're meant to think that until they say that it's a possession, but it's still reanimating.
Well, and even
the possession is just like a fucking info dump. And it's like,
well, even at that
they've
one,
lost
like
conscious
you,
control over their body.
The difference between what happens in the Spanish version and the U.S. remake is that in the Spanish version, like, you know, people of Latin descent are pretty prone to call anything that's like
evil.
Evil, and they'll call it a demon thing. So I could see a culture where like, oh fuck, it's a rabies thing, demon, right? But in the fucking U.S. remake, it's just like, fuck, look, priests have looked at this. And it's clearly demons. And I'm like, oh, fuck, man. Like,
it doesn't work the same.
Come on.
And it's like they don't. Yeah, I guess you don't even really find out until the second one or the third one that it's like for real demons. Right?
Look, my people, we're prone to calling everything demons, bro. That's just how it is.
It might actually be more accurate is the funny part. Interdimensional entities having vibrational effects.
I mean,
on the third dimension.
In reality, this movie just shows that the problem is, was, and always will be old white bitches.
It's true. Old, pasty, skinny, white bitches.
Old white bitch!
Because the first one, old white bitch.
Yep.
She got. And then the lady with the kid. Old white bitch.
What was
the
even lanky? What was thing even
thing? Every the, character in the second movie? Old white bitch.
What was even the child in the attic like?
So
both times I'm mystified. I go,
I'm so confused.
Where did this fucking child come from?
Because like in the first one,
because if it's they were like spread, saying that it would hide in the attic, dude.
No, but from the first one, they were saying it was like the girl from downstairs, the one that coughed blood in her mom's face, right?
Dude, wow, no, you guys actually tried to track.
It's clearly
a
boy.
I'm not tracking that shit.
What is?
The kid the, upstairs.
No, it had boobs, right? And it was an adult. Like,
whoa,
oh, I mean,
no,
it wasn't like.
No. Look. I'm talking about when homeboy
sticks. Oh, you mean in
the camera.
Okay. No. I was talking about the big lanky thing, because that's.
That's the dude who owns that penthouse.
Oh, so what? He snatched up that kid and then like the kid infected him? Because like
sure.
I was under the because they said that oh it's that girl.
Sure, it's yours.
Like they'd been tracking that girl, like the one who coughed the blood in her mom's face. But then there was the kid in the attic and they didn't tell anything about the fuck. Dude, I don't know what happened. Like the last 20 minutes when they break into that dude's penthouse or whatever, I'm fucking lost. I have no idea what's going on.
Well, most of it, dude, it's like I'm just kind of like with the eyes of an adult. I'm watching Rec and I go, dude, this is incomprehensible nonsense, man. Both of them.
Like who was that kid? What was that kid? They show him up there.
It doesn't matter.
No, but I mean, they show him for the jump scare. And then he's never mentioned again. He doesn't decide to come down out of the attic. He doesn't decide
What's also fucking baffling to me is that like in the first one, you know, the place where they have like the little like triage center is like a textile manufacturer. Why the fuck would they have kept that exact setup in the US version? I just don't understand, why do we literally have to have a textile manufacturer in the bottom of this apartment complex?
It's because it's lazy writing. Like,
they
if they
just
would,
said, fuck it.
Like, yeah. It's a cash grab.
And if this they is would, fast, too. Like, one came out 1 year, and then
by the next year, go.
Yeah,
this had no creativity added to it. This is just like, okay, well, let's just take it and do it
was
as
like,
we see it.
Let's humanize the firemen more because firemen.
And it was so stupid. Like, I bet I can bang her by morning.
Yeah, I'll take that bet. And she's not even like disgusted and wanting to leave. She's kind of like,
she totally wants to fuck him.
Yeah, like,
that's the tone that we're supposed to get.
She also came with this other dude, which is the cameraman. And they're like acting like he doesn't exist.
Dude, the fucking cameraman that beat that zombie in the face with the lens of his camera over and over again with that CGI blood.
You brought that over.
See, and that was the other difference was like, see, and this is the fucking stink of that fucking director, because he did the same thing in As Above, So Below,
where he puts not good.
Where he puts unnecessary bullshit CG that reminds you you're in a movie and
why
takes
would you
out
say
out
that
of,
about such a fine film?
I mean, it's one of the best of the decade. I mean,
I have seen As Above, So Below recently.
So have I in the last 6 months.
And it's not
good.
It's by comparison, this shit is fucking like,
okay, it's Citizen Kane compared to fucking,
I don't think that it's a great movie. I do think that it's fun. Like, I think As Above, So Below is a fun film.
I think Fast 9 will be fun.
You're right. You're also right with that.
And I'll be very angry and have fun.
I'm having fun.
Yeah, like that. Like, I want to hurt.
So angry,
I want
to get the fun I'm having.
I want to cuss people out in the theater and have fun.
Right.
I'm sorry, I derailed your whole thing.
No, there's nothing to derail. I just think
this movie's already derailed.
Ooh, they should have called it Quarantine 2 Derailed.
Well, there is. Just so you know, did you know how many sequels there is to this movie?
No, and are we talking to Wreck, like, or are we talking to Quarantine? I didn't think there was a single sequel to Quarantine.
There's no. Quarantine is the only one that exists, the U.S. version. There is Wreck, Wreck 2, Wreck as in the skies, I think. It's on a fucking plane.
Oh, we need that.
There's Wreck on a boat.
Wreck on a boat.
Space.
There's Wreck at a wedding. It's fucking crazy, dude.
I'll say it before. And I said it before, I'll say
Twilight
it again.
We have this wonderful trash.
I'm really glad that the 28 Days franchise, which you guys didn't like the sequel that much, but I'm glad they did two movies.
Oh no, there's a third coming.
They're trying to do three,
and it will probably be good.
It's going to be 28 years later, so we've got to.
I'm fine with months.
And, well, they wanted to do three that year.
It's years.
My point is, though, they didn't do three yet. They didn't do five of these movies and just milk it like that, and they got worse and worse and worse. Speaking of which, as much as you guys didn't like 28 Weeks as much as I did, even close. How much better is 28 Weeks later than either of these movies?
Well, it's comparing apples and horseshit.
No, it's not.
It is.
They're both horror movies. They both plays like, on the zombie genre, and it's execution. Wait,
are you talking 28 Weeks Later and Wreck, or are you talking 28 Weeks Later and Quarantine?
Wreck.
Okay, well, see, that's different. I mean, like, I'll still take Wreck over 28 Weeks Later.
Because it's doing more with less?
And because, like, I actually think
it's harder to pull off the more thing, though, that they're doing. Part two is really ambitious.
Less with more.
But I thought, yeah, I thought they did
a good job with a limited budget in part two.
But I also thought that, like, the humanity was out of part two.
Fuck humanity.
Well, yeah, but that's what the movie was built on.
And I didn't want to say this earlier. So you were talking about how, like, the acting was much more believable in Wreck. Not true.
Maybe it's just because I don't speak Spanish.
The first 20, 30 minutes, that's why everything starts feeling synthetic to me after 30 minutes, though.
The Spanish, like, if you watch the Spanish version and you are a Spanish speaker, it's garbage. Mm-hmm. Like, it's soap opera acting. It's bad. It's not good.
Oh, but I like
that. I like when they, like, kept going, por favor. He keeps saying that. Which is cool. It's like, damn, they're really polite. Please. I know it means please, but they're like doing these forceful.
There's moments too where you know you have these Chinese immigrants that are living in Spain, and
they're Japanese,
Chinese, Japanese. No, they're not Japanese.
Dirty knees.
They're Chinese 100% because that's where most of the immigrants come from. Is China, also to Mexico by the fucking way.
They're Cambodian.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, they were Cambodian. I knew them.
You know, personally. Yeah. Actually, they're Laotian.
Laotian.
They talked to me about the big thing in the early 80s with Cambodia and Pinochet or something like that.
Pinochet?
Yeah, it was a big deal.
I'm actually pretty sure they're Vietnamese. I heard them singing 1, 2, 3.
Damn. They should put him in a fucking movie.
They should put him in every movie.
He's in the back of the textile company. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we're like, there's a pandemic going on. He's like, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I love you all. Come on.
I love you so much. Come on. Yeah, dude.
He's great. I love him.
He would have made this movie so much better.
Which one? Could you imagine the Spanish version just out of nowhere?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
They break cinco, into his house siete. And he's just recording a YouTube video.
Oh, sí. Oh, sí. Te amo mucho. Ven aquí.
That's what this is missing. It needed some kind of meta layer to it like that. Yeah. You know? Like for
something,
real.
Man.
Do something for the last 40
minutes. And you
know
what's a bummer to me is I've recommended this movie to a lot of people.
Yep.
And
oops.
Yeah, whoops.
Oh, see, okay. You know, I just remembered a thing.
You guys are like, have fun with Wreck to me. And I'm like, okay.
I just remembered a thing that pissed me off, actually.
Oh, that's fun.
It's about
we'll see about
both
that.
Of them. So when you know, the cop gets bitten or the fireman gets bitten and they're trying to take him out. And then suddenly they do the fucking whoosh over the windows and the cops are there. Now, this is the middle of the night, correct?
In the middle of the night, and I go walking in my sleep.
They realize that it's the dog.
To a river so deep, I must be searching for something. And it can only be found by the light of the night.
That's why we did pretty good with that.
I go walking in the middle of the. I go walking in the.
Wow.
What did you say?
That was pretty good, man.
We knew exactly the parts that we only knew. Yes.
Yeah, we can't talk.
We both blanked out at the same spots. Oh, yeah. We're like,
that's what I
meant. In the middle of the... All right, sorry, continue.
I don't remember what I was saying. Y'all know how easily I get distracted.
In the middle of the night. They go walking in the middle of the night.
It's the middle of the night.
Oh, the cops show up to shut everything down because they found out about a sick dog that came from that house. But they found
sick
this out
dog.
In the middle of the night. And this is when they show up. Like, did this fucking vet just like decide to be working at 1, 2 a.m.? And they're like, hey, you know what? We got this dog that seems like it's... And see, so now the dog makes even fucking less sense now that I'm thinking about this. Because like...
Matt.
No, hold on. When it's infected, when it's zombies, whatever, it's like, okay, the dog
they're not zombies.
The
dude.
Dog is sick. The dog bit somebody.
They're
but
infected.
Like, but like,
they're reanimated corpses. Not
the
zombies.
Dog possessed?
Well, the dog is Pazuzu.
That reminded me of a fucking rant I meant to make earlier.
Do it.
Dude, what is with these fucking horror celebrities selling their autographed 8x10s that look like they were printed
didn't he
out
say
of
something
a
like this?
No.
I did.
No.
Oh, you want to specifically say, okay, I
no,
got
no,
it.
No, he was talking about these people that do one role and they're still famous forever. No, what
similar,
I'm talking about...
Same.
No. This is different. Like, what I'm talking about is these people that go to, like, conventions and they sell the autographed 8x10s of themselves. But these 8x10s look like they were printed from a photo from, like, 40 fucking years ago. They're, like, hella pixelated.
Talk.
I'm not talking, like, the character. I'm talking these things look like they were printed from a fucking Nokia.
Yeah, because that's the last time they had headshots
and then
done.
They charge...
That's the last time they were relevant.
Then they
culturally.
Charge a fucking... This is the... I've got the third fucking headshot now that looks like it was printed on a fucking waffle maker. I don't want to name names, but one of them is fucking Kane Hodder and this motherfucker charges $40.
You know what
for
this is
headshot.
You're finally
shit.
Realizing the Corey Feldman story.
I'm just like, if you're gonna charge $40, like, I don't know, maybe print a high def photo.
Lou Ferrigno, like, did the same shit at Comic-Con like 20 years
did
ago.
Did he? Dude.
I guarantee it's more now.
It's fucking insane. Well, I know they charge like a fuckload.
You could be like, well, he's the Incredible Hulk. Yeah, like 9,000 years ago on a TV show.
No, but they still have high def pictures of the Incredible Hulk, like at least that have been cleaned up. Like,
maybe. I'd want an older one, actually.
Yeah, take a still from the fucking video, but it's like they take a picture of a picture of a picture. It's like, you know, if you Xerox a Xerox, it gets shittier. It's like they somehow find a way to do that with photos. I see what you're saying.
Like, wow. Yeah.
Dude, it's bad. It's in my fucking car. I'll show you. Because
they have that little amount of respect.
You can literally count the pixels in it.
The more
there's eight.
The more copies they make, the less they respect themselves and anyone else.
I will say this.
That's why.
At least Barbara Crampton is still making films now.
Names. I wasn't trying to
Kane Hodder, all these knives, man.
he's also kind of a dick.
All these knives. So. This motherfucker gets a little taste of Hollywood, and all of a sudden he's got to fucking watch his P's and Q's.
My P-Zuzus.
Thanks. Very good.
You're welcome.
Very good. So, Rec, thumbs down. Quarantine, fucking thumbs. Oh,
that's
way the fuck down. Sure. I don't.
I don't know. I would say if you've never seen Rec,
watch the first 25 minutes. Get an idea of it.
Yeah, wait until the body drops. That's it.
Yeah, you're good.
And then you're good.
Let the body. Yeah, see, they would have put that in there. Like, why didn't they put that in the American version?
They did.
Did they really?
That's why, dude. That's why they did that in the American version. And I'm like,
except it's less effective.
It's not timed as well. It's not.
Wait, they put the song in there?
Oh, the song. I thought you were saying the scene.
No. They put the scene. I meant if they put...
why we're both like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, they put it in there. I meant if they put the song in there. I'm like, why didn't they do that? If they're going to make everything Americanized, like lean into it and put fucking Drowning Pool in there.
Ooh, that was...
How would they have done that, though? Like where the body hits the ground and then they're like, what? Nothing's wrong with me. Nothing's wrong with me.
Or like, freak out and they start running.
Here we go. When they go up the stairs, here we go. Wait, which time though?
All the times, every time.
Every time they go upstairs, here we go, it starts fading in again. Here we go.
And then when they come down,
nothing wrong with me.
And then when they come down, something's got to give.
And then when they reach the bottom of the stairs,
and then it just stops.
That would be great.
See? That's a much better movie.
They could have done it, but they didn't.
But each time they get to the top of the stairs, they have to fucking down a monster.
Yeah.
I like the bridge of that song, the body hits the floor.
Cynicism on your own. Are you doing the Ghostbuster song?
No.
Yeah. That's good.
That's a great little hook.
Oh man, fuck these movies, man.
Is Quiet Place Part Dos?
I'm the only one who hasn't seen it.
Those are actually monster zombies, dude. You didn't know that? The reanimated
those
monster
are
corpses.
Not zombies because they're not reanimated. There's no reanimation going on of any type. There's no loss of conscious control. There's none of that. So that's where I will say there's not that aspect.
I'm just kidding.
I know. But I'm talking to you as though I'm talking to some ass. Like, do you know too about like how ants, they can get like these parasites,
the cordyceps mushrooms?
Is that what I'm saying? Yeah.
Where
you mean the zombie things?
Yeah. Don't call them zombies, right?
Oh, but right.
So I'm gonna get there later, right? So what is it, Jorge? Like they go in there, they inhabit, brain.
It's a fungus. So the cordyceps mushroom fungus. I guess it's not a mushroom. The fungus among us infects the, and it's not just ants. It's other insects as well, but ants primarily. And it causes them to become slaves of the cordyceps.
They get in their brain and drive them like a fucking vehicle.
Well, it's also the same thing that happens to rats with cats,
right? So it's almost like they're like zombies. Assholes.
Yes,
that's all I gotta say about that.
Alright, cool. Well, next week it's A Quiet Place 2, another sequel.
We'll see if I have somebody making a shitload of noise in the theater again. That's what happened during the first one.
Well, even the people with views in my theater real quiet.
Open your views real wide. Now, I want to talk about some other type of zombie, and it's the MK Ultra Mind Slayer. Oh, well, who's that? Who's that girl that's the daughter of the country star?
Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, Miley Cyrus. She wears, I don't know if y'all know this, but according to the net,
the world wide web.
If a celebrity girl shows up and then she turns into a big whore 2 years later and starts wearing animal print, that's a sign that she's now.
You know what's weird about this, dude?
MK Ultra Mindset.
Is that, like, although Rhett is white, this feels like redneck, like, racism right now.
What do you mean?
Like, it feels like you're doing, like, I don't know. There's something
like I'm being racist against white people.
Yeah, but it's like,
but I'm not racist because I can't be. Also, I'm not saying racism implies too that another race is superior to another.
Yeah, you're like, we're all idiots.
You suck. So, but yeah, I do want you guys to Google.
What does everybody suck?
Softball. Nice soft one. That's called the soft
cell. Nice soft D.
But yeah, if you Google the MKUltra Mind Slaves, it'll tell you all about it for your views. Mm-hmm. Really interesting reading if you can't sleep and you're like fucking doom scrolling at 2 or 3 a.m.
The game The Last of Us is based off of cordyceps, a cordyceps infection.
Oh, yeah. Do they have kind of things that almost resemble zombies?
Mm. Yes, not only do they resemble, they're basically. Yeah.
And my workouts are driven by my quadriceps.
And what's interesting too, people actually take like the cordyceps mushrooms as like supplements.
Really?
Whoa. Mm-hmm. No, I was trying to think if there's
zombie mushrooms.
I was trying to think if there's an analog.
Well, they aren't psychotropic. They're just like eating mushrooms.
Well, that's immediately where my head jumps is to like some kind of fractal thing, meaning like if it happens with insects, what else does it happen with? You mentioned rats. So,
well, rats is another
toxoplasma.
No, but I mean the principle. Yeah. The principle. And I think
But it doesn't turn them into zombies either. It just makes them fearless, essentially, so they don't fear
Only fearless, they seek out cats, which is the really crazy part.
I think, regardless if there is an analog for that with humans biologically, like if there's another parasite that could do that, where it really happens with people is conceptually, with their views.
Right.
They become zombies.
Well, haven't we all become zombies to our phones?
Yeah, technology.
Technology.
That's right.
Virus.
Tronin out of
those phones today. Them folding ones. Them shits are crazy.
All right. Well, that's the Who Goes Our Podcast for Wreck and Quarantine. We hope you've enjoyed your time with us, whether it be your evening, your drive home. If you're fucking your loved one right now, that's cool, too.
If you're fucking your loved one while listening to this podcast, please let us know. I really want to.
There has got to be at least one instance where you and I and Mr. Rhett are screaming like morons and somebody is having sex. There has to be. Please.
By now, yeah.
Please.
I really hope so.
If that is, well, I mean,
we should listen to ourselves.
And I would really love if like mid thrust like somebody gets psycho. So mad at something that we said that they turn and yell at the fucking radio or God, the phone please. Or whatever.
Like, zombies are not fucking this. Pull out. I can't.
Lucio Fulci zombie is boring. What?
How dare you? I just got soft. Soft.
You're talking about Jessup. I've heard Jessup tell me so many times, like I was literally screaming at my radio because you guys pissed me off.
I love
off
it.
So
I love. I love that's that we irritate him so much because, like, I know that's why he listens.
I love that we irritate off. So many people.
Just wait till he listens to the fucking.
And that's why I want to go to the theater to see Fast 9 to get irritated. So it goes both ways. I love it. That's what does it to me.
Well, that's it for episode 314. This is Jorge signing the fuck out.
This is Matt digging into these cookies.
Dig in, bro. Oh, this is Rhett. Bye, Sophia.
This is Ree.
This is Ree.
Ree.
I got no energy left.
You're spent.
I'm spent.
I'm spent.
I'm satiated.
I'm finished.
I'm retarded.
Good.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.